As if on a film print, white specks flicker over black. Rainbow colors streak across shapes as they slide into place to form A24. Text appears. Anybody who talks about California hedonism has never spent a Christmas in Sacramento. Joan Didion. A middle-aged brunette and a teenaged girl with streaks of pink in her hair lie in a bed facing one another, sound asleep. Later, the older woman makes their motel room bed.
Do you think I look like I'm from Sacramento?
You are from Sacramento.
You don't have to do that.
Well, it's nice to make things neat and clean.
The woman pushes the girl's hair behind her ear.
You ready to go home?
Ready.
In their car.
Her hand moved behind his head and supported it. Her fingers moved gently in his hair.
The two women listen.
She looked up and across the barn. And her lips came together and smiled mysteriously.
Tears well up in both of their eyes.
You've been listening to The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. If you...
The girl returns the cassette to a full library case.
Our college trip took 21 hours and 5 minutes.
The teen reaches for the stereo.
Hey, why don't we, let's just sit with what we heard.
Are you serious?
Well, we don't have to constantly be entertaining ourselves, do we?
The girl sits back in her seat and looks out at the flat, tan landscape rolling by her passenger side window.
I wish I could live through something.
Aren't you?
Nope. The only exciting thing about 2002 is that it's a palindrome.
Okay, fine. Well, yours is the worst life of all, so you win.
Oh, so now you're mad?
No, it's just you're being ridiculous because you have a great life.
I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
No one's asking you to be perfect. Just consider it would do.
I don't even want to go to school in this state anyway. I hate California. I want to go to the East Coast.
Your dad and I will barely be able to afford in-state tuition.
There are loans,
your brother, your very smart brother, he can't even find a job.
He and Shelly work. They have jobs.
They bag at the grocery store. That is not a career, and they went to Berkeley. Your father's company is laying off people right and left. Did you even know that? No, of course you don't, because you don't think about anybody but yourself.
The teen glares at her mom with her intense blue eyes.
An immaculate heart is already a luxury.
Immaculate fart? You wanted that, not me.
Miguel saw someone knifed in front of him at Sac High. Is that what you want? So you're telling me that you want to see somebody knifed
he
right in front of you?
He barely saw that. I want to go where culture is,
but
like New York.
How in the world did I raise such a
snob? Or at least
snob.
Connecticut or New Hampshire,
well,
where writers live in the
get
woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You can't even pass your driver's test.
Because you wouldn't let me practice
enough.
The
way that you work, or the way that you don't work, you're not even worth state tuition, Christine.
My name is Lady Bird.
Well, actually, it's not, and it's ridiculous.
Call me Lady Bird like
Christine.
You said you would.
You should just go to City College. You know, with your work ethic, just go to City College, and then to jail, and then back to City College, and then maybe you'd learn to pull yourself up.
Lady Bird opens her door and leaps out of the moving car.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
A cast on her arm bearing the words, "Fuck you, Mom," Lady Bird stands in her school's church with other girls.
Welcome all of you back to the start of a new school year. All the Xavier boys and Immaculate Heart girls.
Gothic lettering reads, "Lady Bird." Uniformed schoolgirls sit in a classroom.
Glory to you, Lord.
Xavier boys cross themselves. Led by an old nun, a class says the pledge. Lady Bird recites along with the others, facing a flag hanging by a 9/11 tribute display. Later, a teen addresses students in the gym.
A vote for Amanda is a vote for boys, and healthy vending machines, because no one wants a muffin with that many calories.
Lady Bird sits with the candidates in a classroom.
You're not asking me, Mr. Bruno, is this going to be on the finals? Or Mr. Bruno, is this going to be on the midterms? Because I'm not going to tell you.
That is none of your business.
Those aren't the rules. This is my house.
A girl in glasses fidgets.
A reading from the letter of St. John.
We're afraid that we will never escape our past.
Arms crossed, Lady Bird receives a blessing instead of communion.
We're afraid that we will not get into the college of our choice. We're afraid we won't be loved, we won't be liked, we won't succeed.
The elderly nun teaches.
There are the classics. St. Augustine, of course. Aquinas, my favorite Kierkegaard. Oh, wait until you hear his love story. It will make you swoon.
In another classroom,
de los desafíos globales.
And the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Students lift their hands, boys on one side of the chapel, girls on the other. in the elderly nun's office.
Some of the students were disturbed by your posters.
It's just a bird head on a lady body, or vice versa.
I think it's a little upsetting.
It's my tradition to run for office. Don't worry, I won't win.
That's not what I'm worried about.
This won't mess with my scholarship, will it?
No. You're okay there.
The old woman waves her hand.
You have a performative streak, I think.
Yeah, I think that too.
Maybe you would enjoy theater arts. They're having auditions for the fall musical.
Do we have that here?
It's a collaborative effort with the men at Xavier.
How am I a senior and not know we have that?
Perhaps you haven't always been an active part of this community. They do a fall musical and a spring play, and from what I hear, it's a real blast.
What I'd really like is to be on Math Olympiad.
But math isn't something you're terribly strong in.
That we know of yet.
Later, she writes Christine on a drama club sign-up sheet followed by Ladybird in quotes.
Here you go.
Her heavyset friend signs up as well.
Julie doesn't need to be in quotes.
But it's not my real name.
It's not the same thing.
I'm not sure you're right.
The two girls walk off together. Now they stroll past elegant houses on a suburban street, stopping before a blue colonial.
I love this neighborhood.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
They stare at the house.
If I lived here, I would definitely have my wedding in the backyard.
I'd have friends over all the time to study and eat snacks. I'd be like, Mom, we're taking the snacks upstairs to the TV room.
Have my own bathroom.
In a grocery, a long-haired boy scowls.
I can't stop you dicks from hanging out here, but quit wrinkling all the magazines.
When I'm in this store, I'm not your sister.
I'm a customer, Miguel. I'm always right.
Ever since she moved in, your brother and Shelley are becoming the same person.
No way.
They stare at her pierced brother and his pierced girlfriend.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
A magazine page.
See, why don't I look like that?
Yeah. Just once, I'd like to have the song New York Groove play and feel like it really applies to my life.
You've never even been to New York.
That's why I'm applying to New York colleges. Do you know if Sarah Lawrence is actually in the city?
Your parents would pay for that?
Scholarships, financial aid. I'll figure it out. My mom thinks I can't get in, but she is sorely mistaken.
What about terrorism?
Don't be a Republican.
Julie shrugs.
Probably just gonna go to City College.
Put the magazine back! Shit!
In a psychiatric ward.
Okay, Mom?
Oh, yeah, that was terrifying, wasn't it? Thank God you were there. So Kissy can't have pencils anymore.
Yeah, I just gotta go back to pro-tip markers.
Right. Creole.
She hands her coworker a bag.
It's for you. I got it for the baby. I couldn't resist it.
She loves pink.
It's more for you and Andrea than it is for the baby. But I'm sorry I didn't have time to wrap it.
No, it's perfect.
Okay, good. I'll see you tomorrow. Or I mean later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ladybird's mom strides off in her blue scrubs, then sits behind the wheel.
This eve of parting.
She gazes out at the passing Sacramento scenery washed in morning sunlight. A glistening river, lush gardens, and tree-lined streets bring a wistful smile to her lips. She parks in front of a modest ranch-style home. Inside the house's bathroom, a balding man with a white beard stands by the sink and she sits behind him gazing at a newspaper.
Did you know toothpaste is basically ineffective? It's like sucking on a mint.
Mike Kelly died. I didn't even know he was sick again.
How old was he?
Only 56.
Can Shelley and I get in there?
In a minute, honey. Dad and I are still in here.
That's too young.
Lady Bird, you better be dressed.
I am dressed.
Yeah. I'm going to send him a note. Do you think that Shelley and Miguel have sex on the pull-out couch?
Oh, yeah.
In the kitchen.
Why can't I just make the eggs?
Because you take too long, you make a big mess, and I have to clean the whole thing up.
Eggs aren't good for the environment anyways.
What?
You heard her.
Eat quickly, please.
Look at all these pictures. Every newspaper looks like USA Today.
Shelley and I are trying to be vegan. Hence the soy milk.
You wear leather jackets.
But they're vintage, so they don't support the industry.
They aren't done. There's white stuff.
You know how much you love brambles? Pigs are smarter than him, even.
I never thought brambles was a genius, okay? Mom, the eggs are not done.
Fine, make your own fucking eggs.
I wanted to. You won't let me.
Your sister doesn't like me.
I'm hungry.
She does.
There's your chance. Going to bed.
Now Lady Bird's father drives, bobbing his head to the music.
Did you know that Alanis Morissette wrote this song in only 10 minutes?
I believe it.
So?
She turns to him.
I'm applying to a couple East Coast schools. I need you to help me with the financial aid application, but Mom can't know.
Aren't they quite expensive?
First, yes. That's why financial aid. Second, I have to get in first.
Mom won't be happy about it.
I'm which is why I don't want to fight about it before I have to. Just pull over here.
Are you sure? I can drive you to the front.
This is fine. I like to walk.
Well, love you.
So, what do you think about college?
See what I can do.
Thanks, Dad.
She hugs him.
I love you, too. Have a good day at work.
Hey, I'm like Keith Richards. I'm just happy to be anywhere.
Lady Bird trudges into the school drive holding a brown paper bag. Julie rides up in the back of a convertible, and a handsome man riding shotgun hands her two lunch bags.
Hey, bitch. Hey.
All right, girls. Hope you like pickles.
Thanks, Uncle Matt.
Lady Bird Sweet. Pulls out a sandwich.
He's not your uncle.
Just something I'm trying out. Hi, Mom. Bye.
Love you.
Bye, love you.
Lady Bird eats.
Your mom really likes you.
Yeah.
She tosses her own lunch.
Just keep getting fatter.
Me too. Matt's awesome.
Yeah, I hope he marries my mom. That would be so nice. He promised me his old car when I turned 18.
They glance at an SUV.
Ugh, that car should be illegal. Jenna Walton's not doing any off-roading. She just goes to pavilions.
I heard Jenna Walton has a tanning bed in her house.
She is so pretty.
Her skin is luminous.
Maybe we should try tanning.
In a vestry, the two lie with their feet up on a wall, munching on communion wafers.
In the tub. I screamed myself under. It's like now, like this. And then the water just...
She mimes a wave washing over her.
We are so grown. I think I figured it out when I was like 3 or something.
She grabs another wafer.
I take the shower head.
Oh my God.
It's embarrassing. I use that. I don't know if mine is the right kind, though. Maybe it's different when you actually have a penis in there, like it's more intense.
Mine is pretty intense, I think.
You're not supposed to eat the wafers.
They're not consecrated.
The girl in glasses storms off. In the auditorium, teens audition for a round-faced priest with a goatee.
Okay, Christine.
Lady Bird.
Is that your given name?
Yeah.
Why is it in quote?
Well, I gave it to myself. It's given to me by me.
Okay. Take it away, Lady Bird.
Everybody says don't. Everybody says don't. Everybody says don't. It isn't right.
The priest stares.
It isn't nice. Everybody says don't. Everybody says don't. Everybody says don't walk on the grass.
Another girl sings.
Rolling along.
It's Julie's turn.
Make me a channel of your peace.
The priest smiles.
Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light.
From the audience, Lady Bird smiles up at her shy friend. Now a charismatic brown-haired boy takes the stage.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky.
In the audience, Julie and Lady Bird share a dazzled look.
When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know.
Lady Bird watches, her lips parted. Later, she writes his name under the windowsill of her room. Danny.
Light on in your room. Go to bed.
She shuts her lamp. At school.
Congratulations.
You too. We both got in.
Everyone who auditioned got in. The part I got was basically not getting in.
I don't even know how I got cast in my part.
Me neither. I was the one who had a dress and prepared a song.
I know.
Now you're gonna be all romantic with Danny on stage.
It's probably my only shot at that, you know.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
The heavyset girl turns and Lady Bird opens her backpack. After crossing out Christine, she writes Lady Bird on the casting notice where she's listed as part of the swing chorus. She hands the pen back and storms off. Julie reaches out to the bulletin board and touches the casting notice happily. In the grocery store, Lady Bird holds up a magazine.
Mom.
We don't need to buy that.
It's only $3. I'm having a hard week.
Well, if you want to read it, we can go down to the public library.
I want to read it in bed.
That's something that rich people do. We're not rich people.
Her mom heads off and Lady Bird slips the magazine into her skirt's waistband.
Stop.
She turns.
Stop it.
An aisle over, Danny's talking to a child.
Listen, stop.
She crosses to him.
Hey.
Hi.
She takes a breath.
Come here often?
Excuse me?
I'm Lady Bird. We're going to be in the musical together.
Oh, yeah. I remember you. You were wearing that dress.
Well, I just wanted to say what's up and I'll see you in rehearsal.
Thanks. I'm super excited. You live in the neighborhood?
No, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks.
He squints.
What?
Is that your family?
Yeah.
Wow, there's so many of you.
Irish Catholic. It's hard to find a girl to date that's not my cousin.
She turns her head shyly.
OK,
okay. You're gonna make a great Franklin.
Oh, thanks. I want my hair, or his hair, to be curly, though.
Yeah.
Like Jim Morrison, very 70s.
Like Jim Morrison, exactly.
Yeah.
Danny!
Oh, I gotta go.
Lady Bird dashes to where Miguel checks out her mom, Shelley Bagging.
Who is Jim Morrison again?
He was in a rock band, moron. The Doors.
I knew that.
This is with your employee discount?
Yeah, it's already included.
Okay.
Ma.
Ma.
Mana.
The goateed priest leads drama Manala. Club exercises.
Manala.
Because it's not important to be right, it's only important to be...
True.
Exactly.
Purple.
Ow.
Danny and another boy play a memory theater game.
Two.
Danny's eyes widen confusedly. They rehearse holding sheet music.
See the pretty countryside.
Now they sit in a circle.
To get our emotions going, we're going to play First One to Cry Wins. Starting now. I'm playing too. So is Miss Patty.
Miss Patty sits cross-legged with the children. The students all focus, their eyes cast downward. Ladybird glances over to where the priest sits. Julie turns and looks at him, too. The man convulses in tears, his face red and his eyes squeezed tightly shut. He opens his eyes and looks around in embarrassment.
I'm sorry.
Outside, a girl sits by Danny and Ladybird.
I heard that before he became a priest, he was married and had a son named Etienne who died at 17 of a drug overdose, which maybe was a suicide, but my mom says same difference if you're that careless with your life. Oh, that's her. Gotta go. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
The girl trots off and Ladybird and Danny grin awkwardly at each other.
Oh, I almost forgot. I brought you these hot rollers. For your Jim Morrison hair.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You'll have to show me how to use them.
It would be my pleasure.
He peers at the case of rollers.
They look like sperms.
She gazes downward, and Danny opens and closes his mouth embarrassedly.
I just remembered I had a dream about you.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
We were flying to Disneyland on a giant carrot.
That's awesome.
I love Disneyland.
Yeah, me too. I think it's kind of scary, but I also love it.
In Bruno's class.
So everybody clear on applying the rules of exponents? You guys with me? Don't leave me hanging. Give me a nod. That's good. Maybe even a verbal confirmation.
Yes.
Aha, thank you. That's what I like to hear. All right, so I'm gonna be passing back your graded quizzes.
I urge you to find the problems where you went wrong and work them out.
Good job, Jules. I can tell from your work you even understood the ones you missed.
Julie beams at the teacher. Lady Bird flips over her test to check the grade.
Suck a dick. I like Jules. I just don't get why I'm not good at math. My dad is really good at math. Even Miguel has a math degree. Maybe it's your mom's fault.
In the dimly lit gym, boys and girls in Western-themed clothes dance. Jenna and her friends sport t-shirts bearing the words Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Lady Bird and Julie hop about.
You lose! Point Julie!
No, look.
She spies Danny wearing a cowboy hat.
Wish me luck.
Luck.
Lady Bird walks up behind Danny and taps him on the shoulder.
Hey, wanna dance?
Hell yeah.
She drapes her arms around his neck and he grips her waist, then pulls her in closer.
6 inches for the Holy Spirit.
They back away from each other some. Lady Bird checks to see the old nun has left and the two move in close again. They sway to the music, illuminated by a cactus-shaped decoration covered in fairy lights. Later, the couple stands outside the gym next to Julie.
That's us. Oh, no, my mom's coming.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
No, the plan was to sleep over at my house.
No, it's fine.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Julie heads for Matt's car.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Lady Bird gazes up toward the night sky, a smile playing across her lips.
Have you ever been out of the country?
When I was little.
She nods.
My dad had a job that took him to Brazil. I remember from the pictures.
It's my dream to... Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
I've never been out of the country. It's my dream to go to Paris.
Hey. Paris.
That's why I'm taking French.
My mom said French wasn't useful.
It is if you want to go to Paris.
They stare at each other intensely, then she looks away.
Still don't know how to use those rollers that you gave me.
Oh, it's so easy. So after they heat up, you...
She touches his hair.
You take your hair and you twist the hair like this, and...
He kisses her. They lean into one another, their lips pressed tightly together. Later, Lady Bird runs down the middle of an empty street, leaping blissfully. Meanwhile, at home...
Larry, how long will this hold us?
I don't know.
Well, somebody's... I don't know.
Their daughter slips in the door, smiling radiantly, then listening.
What happens if somebody gets in an accident?
The severance package, I think, expires all at once, not within the calendar year.
Is she home?
Maybe just leave it tonight.
No, she knows better. She can't sneak around like this.
Marion.
Christine, you can't leave your room like this.
I didn't.
None of these things were put away right. They aren't nice. Christine,
put my clothes
now.
Away. My name
Don't
is Lady
lie
Bird.
To me. This uniform, this is going to look like trash on Monday. This isn't right. We can't treat our clothes like this. I don't know what your wealthy friends
Why do. Why do you care what I do to my clothes?
Marion turns and closes the door.
Your father doesn't have a job.
The teen sits.
He lost his job. Do you need him to come in here and explain that to you? Of course, he probably wouldn't anyway. He's Mr. Nice Guy, and I always have to be the bad
guy. Can we please just talk about this tomorrow?
I can't look like a rag, because that makes us look like rags. And you want to know the truth of them? Here's the truth. Some of your friends' fathers could employ your father, and they're not going to do it if it looks like his family is trash. You understand?
Lady Bird rises, turns around, then takes the crumpled gray skirt of her school uniform off the bed and folds it.
Didn't you ever go to sleep without putting all your clothes away perfectly? Like even once? And don't you wish your mom hadn't gotten angry?
My mother was an abusive alcoholic.
Marion leaves the room, now in a guidance counselor's office.
So, I understand you're not interested in any Catholic colleges.
No way. Sorry, but yes. No way.
Then you'll be applying to UCs and state schools.
Yeah, but also those East Coast liberal arts schools like Yale, but not Yale because I probably couldn't get in.
You definitely couldn't get in.
The teen glares.
Part of my job is to help you be realistic.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's job.
Your SAT scores are strangely very good. I had placed some calls to local alumni of the schools you're interested in. But unfortunately, all the interviews are taken.
So what does that mean?
It means you'll have to get in on how you look on paper.
Later, the cast rehearses dance moves.
Dreams don't die, so keep an eye on your dreams. Before you know where you are, there you are.
Right, stop, stop, stop.
At dusk, Lady Bird and Danny gaze at each other, each running an index finger gently down the other's face. They slow dance in a garden, then run with exaggerated motions between rose bushes.
Should we go home?
My mom was always mad. Doesn't matter if I get home late, she'd be mad at me anyway.
Your mom's hard on you.
Yeah, well, she loves me a lot.
They lie on their backs in the dark.
Pick a star for us.
He points.
That one. Right there, next to the bright one and then the dim one. Do you see it?
Yeah. That's our star.
They face each other.
You know, you can touch my boobs, right?
I know.
It's just that I respect you too much for that.
Cool. Awesome. I totally get that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you had boobs, I wouldn't touch them either.
I respect you so much because I love you.
I love you too.
She smiles and they lean in for a tender kiss.
Let's name our star Claude.
That's pretentious, don't you think?
It's French. What should we name it?
Bruce.
I love you!
I love you.
Now, Lady Bird and Julie walk along a school colonnade.
It's normal to not touch a penis. I have to go to class. But I have free period.
I need to pass history.
I think we're done with the learning portion of high school.
I'm gonna go.
No. Mm-hmm. I hate being alone.
I love you.
Ladybird licks her fingers and strolls further down the open-air hallway, passing a long row of lockers. She turns to her left and stops, noticing an open classroom door. The teen disappears into the empty room. She rushes back out, carrying a full binder. Ladybird peers around in both directions, then dashes across the colonnade and down some steps toward a trash bin. She dumps the binder in the garbage and tears off. In a thrift store, she and her mom flip through a dress rack.
Did Danny say whether his grandmother has a formal Thanksgiving?
I don't know. There are a lot of kids, but she lives in the Fab 40s.
Oh, well, your dad and I went to a dinner party once in that neighborhood. The CEO of ISC, that was pretty formal.
The teen inspects a black dress.
You're not going to a funeral?
Well, I don't know. What says rich people Thanksgiving?
I just think it's such a shame that you're spending your last Thanksgiving with a family you've never met instead of us. But I don't know. I guess you want it that way. Are you tired?
No.
Hey, Marion.
Hey, Joyce. Hey, how's the baby?
He's crawling.
No, I want to see a picture at checkout.
Okay.
So if you're tired, we can sit down.
I'm not tired.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't tell because you were dragging your feet. Well, I just couldn't tell.
Why didn't you just say pick up your feet?
I didn't know if you were tired.
You were being passive aggressive.
No, I wasn't.
You are so infuriating.
Will you stop yelling?
I'm not yelling. Oh, it's
Honey,
perfect.
Do you love it?
At night, Marion sits at her sewing machine altering the lacy peach-colored dress. Later, she steps in her daughter's pink bedroom to hang up the vintage dress as the teen sleeps. Marion turns to pull a sweater off the girl's bed and drape it over her arm while she gazes down at her sleeping child. In Mr. Bruno's class...
So because my grade book has disappeared, here's what we're going to do.
I'm going to count on you to reconstruct it, okay? Now, I know you all know your grades better than anybody. I have a general idea, but this is all about the honor code right now.
Julie walks up.
Hi. A-.
Pretty sure it was an A.
I'm not, but okay.
It was. Trust me, I know talent when I see it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
She turns away and Ladybird steps up to the desk.
Hey, I think B.
I thought it was more like B-, maybe even C+ territory.
No, because I did really well on the last quiz.
Oh, I seem to remember you doing only slightly better.
It brought my average up to a B.
He shrugs.
Okay. Be it is. It's your honor.
At home, Miguel and Shelley set the table.
Lady Bird, your lover awaits.
Hello. Hi. Danny, the famous Danny. Oh. Oh, aren't you adorable? Larry, isn't he adorable?
He's adorable.
And you're driving her and everything. Wow.
Yeah, well, thank you for letting Lady Bird come to my grandmother's Thanksgiving, Mrs. McPherson.
No more politeness. Call me Marion.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Mr. McPherson.
Please, call me Mr. Larry McPherson.
Larry. Sit down, Danny. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Hey, I'm Miguel, the brother. I think Lady Bird wants to make an entrance. She's mad we don't have a spiral staircase.
Shelley stares.
Shelley.
What?
Is my name.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Danny turns to the parents.
It's funny, on my way over here, I went over the train tracks.
Oh, you took H Street.
Right, and so Lady Bird always says that she lives on the wrong side of the tracks, but I always thought that was like a metaphor.
Marion's smile falters.
But there are actual train tracks.
Lady Bird rushes in.
Oh, hi, you look amazing.
What the hell is in the duffel bag?
Don't worry about it, jeez.
My grandmother will love that dress.
Okay.
Marion looks at her daughter sullenly. Later, Danny guides the girl down a sun-dappled sidewalk, turning at the blue colonial house. She freezes.
This is your grandma's house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Inside.
Danny, you're late.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having us. This is Lady Bird.
Hi, honey. Nice to meet you.
Your house is my favorite in all East Sacramento.
Thank you.
Later, she spots a Reagan poster.
Is this a joke?
No.
She folds a napkin.
Pull these out. Oh. Almost done. Do you like it?
Lovely. I love it. Would you mind doing the whole table for me?
Okay.
In a car,
dreams that will explode.
Lady Bird changes clothes as the four castmates ride, then under a street lamp.
How do you know when it's working?
Danny hops.
You'll know.
It's not working.
It's not?
No.
My sister said this was premium.
I'm working.
I'm working too.
Nope. I can't feel my arms.
They're
working.
In a crowded coffee shop, the teens watch a band perform.
If Danny and I get married and then his grandma died, I'd inherit the dream house.
Wouldn't his parents get it?
Oh yeah, we'd have to kill them. And we'd have to kill his older brothers too.
Lady Bird stares at the bass guitar player, a pale boy with wavy hair hanging over his eyes. The corners of her lips rise as she watches him play. She sways to the music. Watching the band as well, Mr. Bruno claps.
Here's Mr. Bruno's wife.
Lady Bird spots the bass player hanging out with Jenna and Jenna's boyfriend. Then she turns from them and kisses Danny. A stack of frozen dinners rotate in a microwave of Lady Bird's kitchen as the four teens watch hungrily. They dance and eat, then Marion, wearing a bathrobe, peers in. The kids flee to one side of the kitchen.
How's it going?
We get really drunk right now.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. We missed you, Lady Bird.
Marion smiles and walks away.
Bye, Shelly.
Lady Bird waves as her friends drive off, then shuffles over to Shelly.
Why does that cigarette look so weird? Like, not like a cigarette?
Shelly offers it to her.
So it's a clove?
Lady Bird takes a puff. The other woman doesn't look at her.
Lick your lips. That's why they're sweet.
As Shelly keeps staring off, Lady Bird licks her lips, then takes another drag.
Your mom is really sad you weren't here tonight for Thanksgiving. Yeah, well, she hates me. She has a big heart, your mom.
Shelly holds out her hand for the cigarette.
She took me in after my parents freaked out about whatever, premarital sex. I admire her.
She offers the clove cigarette back to the teen, finally meeting the girl's eyes briefly. In a dressing room, the student performers warm up. Danny does facial stretches. The cast and their drama coach priest join hands backstage.
St. Ignatius of Loyola,
vigorous!
Live Jesus in our heart.
They perform. Marion and Larry watch their daughter on stage.
Merrily we roll along, roll along. Catching and
Miguel and Shelly observe sullenly. The set lights up and Julie performs confidently, her mom and Matt watching proudly.
How do we stay old friends?
Scenes of the show flash by.
Me and you, me and you, me and you.
Julie bows for the audience, her face beaming. Afterwards, she walks up to Mr. Bruno and a pregnant woman.
There she is. Jules, wow, you were so good.
Thank
I couldn't
you.
Believe that. This is my wife, Becky. Becky, this is Jules. She's one of my brightest students.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How are we doing? Feeling good?
A little tired.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, I got to get her home. We got the little one, but that was really great, Jules.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Julie watches her teacher and his wife walk away, her forced smile fading. She trudges over to sit down beside the goateed drama coach. The priest studies a person walking past them.
They didn't understand it.
In a diner, the cast members have a celebratory food fight and Danny juggles French fries. Later, Lady Bird and Julie stand in line in the ladies' room.
How long do you think you all will be? I drank so much soda.
Fuck you. I just got my period.
God damn it. Where are you going? There's never a line in the men's room.
She pushes through the men's room door and opens a stall. Danny's within, kissing his male co-star. Lady Bird and Julie flee.
Oh my God.
In a dark parked car, the two girls lie back in fully reclined seats, gazing upward morosely.
Touch.
At another performance, Danny tries to take Lady Bird's hand during the curtain call, but she refuses. A doctor cuts her cast off. It drops in the trash. In Mr. Bruno's classroom during a test, Lady Bird leans and peeks at the paper of the girl in front of her. Now the McPherson family opens gifts by their Christmas tree.
They're really nice socks. They're expensive, actually. They wick moisture away from your feet.
My feet always have moisture.
Mom, I love them.
I'm sorry it's small Christmas. We wanted to... It's just a little small this year.
These are nice.
Larry opens a box, pulling out a pillow bearing the words, "Golfers never diet. They just exist on greens."
Look.
He shows the others.
That's good. It makes me laugh.
Later, Lady Bird sits petting the dog in her room, staring into her mirror. She sets the dog aside, turns off the music, and kneels.
Dad, come in.
Larry leans into her pink bedroom.
How'd you know it was me?
Mom doesn't knock.
No, she doesn't.
He squats before her.
Here they are. Your completed financial aid application.
She hugs him.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Do you need money for the applications? I can help with that,
no,
too.
No, no. I've got that. Summer jobs covered it.
Daytime.
This is why we have computer shut-off time. This is our room.
Okay, okay. Just, can you drive me to the post office on J? It should still be open.
She dashes into a post office.
One! Happy New Year!
The McPhersons hug and wave sparklers on the front lawn. The young people all wear novelty glasses spelling out 2003. At the coffee shop, Lady Bird learns the ropes. Later, while dusting the shop's counter, she notices something outside and strides to the door. The bass player sits at a sidewalk table, smoking a cigarette and reading a book titled A People's History of the United States.
Hey.
He looks up.
I like your band. With Jonah Ruiz, L'Enfance Nue.
L'Enfance Nue.
She nods.
Well, I saw your Thanksgiving show. My name's Lady Bird.
It's weird you shake hands.
Yeah.
He holds her hand extra long, his brooding eyes locking on hers.
I'm friends with Jenna, and she's always talking about how great your band is, so I wanted to check it out.
Yeah, Jenna's all tight.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you at the Deuce or something, huh?
Sure. See you at the Deuce.
Hey, I'm not paying you to flirt.
I wasn't flirting.
She had been.
He returns to his book. Under the windowsill in her room, Lady Bird crosses out Danny and writes Kyle. In the chapel, Danny stands at the lectern.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can." Just so.
In a pew, Lady Bird reads the same book Kyle was reading. He gazes across at her from the boy's side of the aisle. Later, Lady Bird notices Kyle good-naturedly pulling Jenna's hair. In a classroom, Jenna is surrounded by classmates.
Okay, the first time we did it was at his lake house last summer.
Julie hands Lady Bird a bag.
Oh, here you go. From Uncle Matt. I think he and my mom are fighting now, so enjoy the lunches while you can.
Oh, no thanks. I'm trying to lose weight.
It's a little weird,
really?
But sex is not a big deal. It's just
my mom called me during it.
Strict check was on my cell phone, the one she got me for emergencies.
Did you pick up?
Yeah. I was like, Mom, I can't really talk
Skirt
right
check.
Now.
Wait, what was the emergency?
What?
What was the emergency?
Oh, my great aunt died.
I'm so sorry.
She kind of did it to herself. Yeah, I don't know why you do that if you're already so old.
Ladies, skirts.
The girls rise to show their skirt lengths to the elderly nun.
I'm going to write you a citation, Miss Walton. No more short skirts.
Jenna rolls her eyes and sits back down.
Sarah Joan is all up in my jaw.
Lady Bird taps her shoulder.
She's a cunt.
Birdie, you like her?
Yeah, but... She's a cunt.
Julie blinks.
I have an idea of how to get Sarah Joan back.
Oh.
You'll see. This afternoon?
No, we have auditions this afternoon.
Oh, right. I mean, I don't think I want to do the play. Meet me in the teacher's parking lot at 3. I'll have the materials.
Okay. Wait, what was your name?
Lady Bird.
Weird.
Ladies, we have a decision to make. Prom themes. Top options so far, Cities of the World, Eternal Flame, and movies.
In the drama club.
Where's Father Levi?
All right, let's have everyone take a knee.
Huh? What?
Cozy sit.
Miss Patty waves for them to sit.
Now, I know you all miss Father Levyage. I can tell you that the brothers do too. But I'm going to give this thing my best shot. Now, usually I'm the JV football coach, but from what I can see, a play is a play.
Where's Lady Bird?
She's with her new best friend. She thinks she's too cool for theater.
If you can pull out your scripts, I've assigned a number to each of your roles, and I'm going to put the blocking up here on the board, and then if you guys can transcribe that back into your playbooks, that would be great.
Who's playing what part?
I had Miss Patty here assign roles since she knows you all. So call them out, Miss Patty.
Okay, Prospero, Danny.
Danny, nice. That's rule one.
A sign on an SUV reads, "Just married to Jesus."
Wait, where do you live?
Lady Bird stops decorating the car and turns to Jenna.
The 40s.
That's where her starter house was. Which street?
44th. It's the three-story blue one. The white shutters and the American flag in the front.
Yeah, I know that one. Do you want to go over there right now and eat? I live in Granite Bay, otherwise I'd say let's go there.
Actually, I was thinking maybe we should go to the Deuce. I was talking to Kyle about it, and he was like, whatever, it's lame, but maybe I'll see you there.
How do you know Kyle?
Oh, my mom made me get a job at New Helvetia to learn, like, responsibility.
Jenna stares at her blankly.
Anyway, we hang out there.
Yeah, Kyle's awesome. Let's juice it up.
The coach draws football-like plans
on
a chalkboard.
Now, look, roll one, right? You're going to run kind of a skinny post right up front. I want you to look straight at the audience, okay? Don't be looking around and blabbing to anybody if they walk by you. 8, 9, 10, you're coming in hard right here. Because these guys are going to love it. Don't talk amongst yourselves. Now, coming in slow. We're singing.
He draws a thick line.
This is singing. Wide lines are singing. We're singing. We're singing. Danny's not singing yet. He's all alone. Singing. 8, 9, 10. You come in hot! You come in hot!
Lady Bird and Jenna climb out of Jenna's SUV.
This is the Deuce?
Yeah.
It's a parking lot?
Yeah.
We were in one parking lot and we went to another parking lot.
Hey, Kyle. Lady Bird and I just decorated the Nunmobile. Like, just married to Jesus.
That's hella tight.
Jenna's man-bun-sporting boyfriend pulls her in for a kiss, and Lady Bird saunters over toward where Kyle sits on the trunk of a car reading a book. She walks a little ways past him, scratching her ear.
What she did was very baller. He's very anarchist.
Yeah, fuck him.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna snitch on you.
Well, I hope not, because I'd fucking kill your family.
She looks away uncomfortably.
What?
Sorry, that was an exaggeration.
It's okay. My dad has cancer, so I guess God's doing that for us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He glances off.
You work at New Helvetia, right?
Right.
Can I get your number? We were looking to set up some more gigs down there.
Definitely.
He hands her a pen and holds out his hand for her to write on.
It's my parents' number.
You don't have a cell phone?
Nah.
Good girl. The government didn't have to put tracking devices on us. We bought them and put them on ourselves.
I don't own a tracking device.
No. The cell phones. See?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you'll have one eventually. Everyone's gonna have one. And then it'll be a matter of time.
Before what?
Before they put them in our brains.
He's dead serious. She stops smiling and glances around the parking lot. Later, she tidies up behind the counter of New Helvetia, then looks over to see Danny standing just inside the doorway, gazing at her, his hands in his jacket pockets. He pulls a chair out and sits down, wiping a finger across his nose. Lady Bird's eyes dart about, and she heads toward the back of the shop. Danny jumps up and rushes out the front door. Stepping out into a back alley, Lady Bird dumps a bag of garbage in a trash bin. She turns to see Danny.
What do you want from me?
She stands in the doorway, leaning into the jam.
Yes?
My grandma wanted me to tell you that she missed you at Christmas.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have gone anyway. My mom was pissed about Thanksgiving.
Your mom is crazy. I'm scared of her.
She's not crazy. She just, you know, she has a big heart. She's very warm.
I don't find your mother warm.
You don't?
No, well, no, she's warm, yeah, but she's also kind of scary.
Well, you can't be scary and warm.
I think you can. Your mom is.
You're gay.
He purses his lips.
Fuck me. Can you not tell anyone, please? I'm so sorry about everything. I'm so ashamed of all of it. It's just,
It's going to be bad, and I just need a little bit of time to figure out how I'm going to tell my mom and dad and...
Don't worry.
She steps to him, and he wraps his arms around her, clinging to her desperately.
I won't tell.
She rubs his back as he leans heavily into her.
It's okay.
They sway as he grips her tightly, his face half buried in her shoulder. In Marion's office of the psychiatric ward.
And do you have a support system?
What do you mean?
Father Levyich looks across at her.
Who do you turn to when you feel this way?
He shakes his goateed face.
No one, I guess. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. There's no wrong answer.
He leans forward.
Please don't tell your daughter.
No, of course not. Of course not.
His gaze falls downward and she looks at him sympathetically. In the chapel, the students line up to receive ash on their foreheads. A priest marks Jenna, then Lady Bird. Julie watches the two girls walk off as her turn approaches. At the McPherson's, Lady Bird sits by a computer.
It's a new system. You just enter your social security number and...
She throws up her hands exasperatedly.
Davis?
Davis is good. Maybe you should have looked at it.
It's only half an hour away. Less if you're driving fast.
I went to graduate school there.
A lot of smart people go to Davis.
I thought Berkeley had to accept me. You and Miguel went there. I'm a legacy.
Not if we don't give money.
And you get bad grades.
What do you know about it?
Meaning?
Nothing.
No, what are you implying?
Nothing.
You fucking racist.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't put down my race.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they had no idea, Miguel.
You're actually fucking evil.
Ah!
What is wrong with you?
Go to your room.
I'm not fine.
I didn't raise you like this.
I don't have to go anywhere. I'm not going to a fucking university that's famous for its fucking agricultural school.
She storms away.
And Miguel and Shelley, you'll never get jobs with all that shit in your face.
Shelley shakes her head and Miguel reaches up to his lower lip stud. Now Lady Bird walks into an elegant foyer, gazing up toward a chandelier as she steps past a sweeping curved staircase. In the crowded kitchen, she finds Jenna with her boyfriend.
Hey. Hi.
They hug.
Help yourself to anything in the fridge. My parents are upstairs, but they don't care if you drink. Okay, cool.
Jenna turns back to her boyfriend. Lady Bird walks into the next room and peers out a window. She spots Kyle sitting outside in the dark beside a pool, reading a book and smoking. Later, she sits beside him, opening a pack of cigarettes.
I hate that shit.
Do you smoke?
I smoke hand-rolled cigarettes. Never industrially produced, never cloves.
What's wrong with cloves?
Can't inhale cloves, what's the point?
Oh.
You're not supposed to.
Well, cloves were what I first smoked when I was young, so, you know, it's a force of habit.
It has fiberglass.
Really?
Yeah. Rolling your own is best. Also, like, I'm trying to, as much as possible, not participate in our economy. I don't like money. So, I'm trying to live by bartering alone.
But doesn't Catholic school cost money?
Yeah, the diocese went super into it. It mattered to my dad that I go to Xavier, so just trying to make him happy.
She nods and he leans toward her, pressing his lips to hers. Now inside, they kiss passionately, slamming into the wall of a hallway. She lifts one leg and wraps it around him as they make out.
I don't want to have sex yet. No. I haven't had sex yet with another person.
No,
really?
Yes.
He kicks a door open. They spin into a room, lips locked together.
No. Oh my God. It's the tanning bed. Julie will love this.
Hey, Julie.
They drop into a chair. In the McPherson bathroom, sunlight glows through the window as Lady Bird flips through a yearbook. She finds a photo of Kyle, her finger sliding down his image. Now her feet straddle the bathtub's faucet, her right toes curling. Later, her hair and torso wrapped in towels, she checks out a bottle of pills in the medicine cabinet.
Lady Bird, you can't lock the door. We have one bathroom.
Sorry. It's just this is the only place I can get any privacy.
You really need to use two towels?
No. I guess,
if you need to use two towels, you just have to say, because this affects my whole day, because I have to do laundry before work, and I need to know if there's more towels that I need to wash.
I just need one. Sorry.
Okay, well, let me get to the mirror. I've got to get going.
The teenager sets down her hair towel and stands behind her mother as Marion puts on lip balm and pulls back her hair.
When do you think is a normal time to have sex?
You're having sex?
No.
College is good. I think college and use protection like we talked about.
Okay.
Lady Bird nods and Marion smiles wistfully at her daughter's reflection. Then the teen sits down on a small bench.
Is Dad depressed?
Why do you ask that?
The pills, they have Dad's name on them.
Dad's been struggling with depression for years.
Lady Bird gazes downward, then looks back at her mom's reflection.
I didn't know that.
Money is not life's report card.
He's depressed about money?
Being successful doesn't mean anything in and of itself. It just means that you're successful.
Yeah, but then you're successful.
But that doesn't mean that you're happy.
But he's not happy.
Marion reaches for the sink. In Jenna's pool, Lady Bird and Jenna swim side by side underwater.
I have to get out of Sacramento.
Why?
Because it's soul killing. It's the Midwest of California.
Isn't there a thing like, think globally, act locally?
You feel that the person who said that didn't live in Sacramento?
Lady Bird splashes her friend. She splashes back.
I love it here. I want to send my daughters to Immaculate Heart. I want to, you know, I want to be a mom.
At least go to San Francisco.
I don't like hills.
In Mr. Bruno's class, Lady Bird notices Julie's desk is empty.
Start simple with x plus 3 times x plus 2. Now, if we
outside,
use
scale,
Julie?
Julie walks with the girl in glasses.
Julie?
Lady Bird catches up with them.
Julie,
hey, what do you want from Julie?
Darlene, can you excuse us?
Darlene, stay.
Why aren't you in Algebra 2?
I switched sections.
Why?
Aren't Jenna and Kyle enough?
I'm sorry that you're jealous.
Jenna is a moron, you know.
She's not. She's in AP Calculus.
She's a moron in a deeper sense.
You don't even know her.
Miss Patty assigned you a role, by the way. You just never showed up to claim it.
What role?
The Tempest.
There is no role of the Tempest.
It is the titular role.
No, it's a made-up thing, so we all can participate.
You can't do anything unless you're the center of attention, can you?
Yeah, well, you know your mom's tits. They're fake, totally fake.
She made one bad decision at 19.
Two bad decisions.
And at 15, this girl was pregnant. She decided that she was going to get an abortion.
A woman addresses the girls in the gym.
It was the right thing to do. She was sitting there,
because she didn't get it.
And something deep inside of her said, no.
Bingo.
Anyone want to guess who this woman is? The young lady right here.
You?
No, it was not me.
Your friend?
No. The girl in the story was my mother.
Lady Bird scoffs.
I am that baby that she decided not to abort.
The students pass around a fetal model set.
That could have been my fate.
Just because something looks ugly doesn't mean it's morally wrong.
What did you say, ma'am?
Nothing.
Please, share.
Lady Bird's eyes dart around.
I said, just because something looks ugly doesn't mean that it's morally wrong.
You think dead children aren't morally wrong?
No, I'm just saying that if you took up-close pictures of my vagina while I was on my period, it would be disturbing, but it doesn't make it wrong.
Excuse me?
Listen, if your mother had had the abortion, we wouldn't have to sit through this stupid assembly.
The woman's face falls. Back in the McPherson house.
Suspended? How does this happen?
Everything we do is for you. Everything. Do you think I like driving that car around?
No.
Do you?
No.
Do you think I like working double shifts at the psych hospital?
No.
You needed to go to the Catholic school because your brother saw somebody knifed in front of him at the public school. Is that what you want? Larry, what are you doing on the computer?
Nothing.
You think your dad and I don't know how ashamed that you are of us? Your dad knows. Your dad knows why you ask him to drop you off a block away from school every day.
Ted, I didn't mean to.
You made him feel horrible. Horrible.
I'm sorry.
Do you know
Miriam,
that?
You didn't have to bring
no,
that
Larry,
up.
No, Larry, you can't just be the nice guy. She has to know. She has to know how you feel. Otherwise, she's just going to think she can say anything at all, and nobody ever gets hurt. Wrong side of the tracks.
I didn't mean it that way. It was
yeah.
a joke.
Yeah, it's just a joke. Mom and Dad, they don't care. We didn't think we'd be in this house for 25 years. We thought we would have moved someplace better. Whatever we give you, it's never enough. It's never enough.
It is enough.
Do you have any idea what it costs to raise you and how much you're just throwing away every day?
Give me a number.
What?
Lady Bird crosses to the desk and pulls out a yellow legal pad, then grabs a pen. She faces her mom, poised to write.
Give me a number.
Marion squints.
I don't understand.
You give me a number for how much it costs to raise me, and I'm going to get older and make a lot of money and write you a check for what I owe you so that I never have to speak to you again.
Well, I highly doubt that you will be able to get a job good enough to do that.
The teenager slams the pad down. Another day, Lady Bird lies on her stomach watching television in her pajamas.
Of the attack on Baghdad last night, it was absolutely unbelievable.
That's right, yeah, the likes of which many U.S. military...
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Jenna.
Hey, are you calling me from school?
No, we got out early because all the Irish girls got totally sloshed by noon.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I guess they've been stockpiling mini liquor bottles in the tampon machines, and now they're all throwing up.
Everyone else got out early. So, guess where I am?
I don't know, where?
Ding dong, I'm outside.
What?
I'm standing outside.
Jenna waits by the blue colonial.
No, just leave. Leave. Fuck.
Hello?
Hi.
Danny's grandmother peers out at the girl on her doorstep. Now Jenna strolls into the McPherson kitchen, her hands on her hips.
So this is your house?
Lady Bird nods.
Yeah. That lady in the other house was totally freaked out. That's my friend's grandma. That's her house.
Jenna's eyes narrow.
Why did you say it was your house?
Lady Bird peers at her friend sadly.
I wished I lived in that house. I don't even sort of understand why somebody would lie about that. I didn't lie. You lied. You're a liar. I hate dishonesty. I'm sorry.
Lady Bird drops her head and Jenna shrugs.
Apology accepted, I guess. Are we still friends? I mean, if you're still Kyle's girlfriend, then yeah, I guess I'll see you around.
Jenna pokes her tongue in her cheek and taps on her phone. In a book-cluttered bedroom, Lady Bird and Kyle sit on the bed watching TV.
Mortar rounds fired at the camp that will fly over them if they are down below.
He leans over and kisses her arm below the short sleeve of her blouse. Later, stripped down to undergarments, they kiss passionately.
I'm ready.
Huh?
I'm ready to have sex.
Oh, okay. Great.
He reaches into his bedside table, and Lady Bird leans over his shoulder, pulling her hair back nervously. She watches Kyle put a condom on.
You're so dexterous with that.
Thanks.
She positions herself on top of him, then her brow flutters up.
Oh.
Lady Bird gazes down into Kyle's eyes, their bodies still.
You okay?
Yeah.
She leans down for a kiss. Their lips touch tenderly, then part. She opens her eyes and begins gently rocking forward and back on his body, her hands gripping the sides of his neck. Kyle lifts his fingers from her lower back, spreading his hands outward.
Are you done?
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, I was confused.
Her nose bleeds.
Yeah, I'm like...
What?
Yeah, some sort of, like, blood.
What? Oh, shit! I get nosebleeds.
She tilts her head back.
Here.
Thanks. Sorry.
He reaches for her nose.
No, I'm good.
Later.
Remember when tie-dye was an activity?
Oh, I didn't make that shirt. My parents got it for me at Sea Ranch.
She studies a photo.
You can read Sea Ranch if you look close.
Lady Bird climbs back in bed beside him.
Cut to 10 years later.
Kyle squints.
What?
Like how 10 years ago you were in first grade and
Now we cut to.
She strokes his chest.
What does cut to mean to you?
Or like, you know, little did he know.
Nothing you're saying is making any sense.
No, we're not virgins now. We deflowered each other. We have each other's flowers.
He presses his lips together and she kisses them. She shifts position and snuggles into his shoulder.
Sorry. I'm just happy.
He smiles tightly, then rests his chin on her head and gazes off.
I didn't lose my virginity to you.
Lady Bird blinks.
Wait. What?
I lost my virginity to Cassie Duval.
She sits up.
Excuse me? You said you were a virgin.
I didn't, because I'm not. And I haven't lied in 2 years.
Oh, Jesus.
She climbs from the bed.
Yeah, I probably slept with, like, 6 people.
Lady Bird sits at the foot of the bed.
You don't even know if it's 6 people?
I don't keep a list.
Why wouldn't you keep a list? We're in high school.
Oh, why are you getting so moody?
You did say you were a virgin.
He sits beside her.
I think you might have made an assumption.
She turns away.
I just had a whole experience that was wrong.
Look, you're deciding to be upset.
No, I am upset.
Because you're deciding to be. Don't be mad at me for this. It's stupid. You can't be mad at me for something I have no control over.
I just wanted it to be special.
Why? You're gonna have so much unspecial sex in your life.
I was on top. Who the fuck is on top their first time?
You mean, like, awareness of how many civilians we've killed since the invasion in Iraq started?
Shut up! Different things can be sad. It's not all war.
She pulls her blouse closed and crosses her arms. Kyle climbs back in bed, leaning against the leather headboard and picking up a book. Lady Bird turns and gazes back at him.
Are we still going to prom together?
He turns a palm upward.
Sure.
Now she trudges down the staircase of his house. She turns at the bottom of the stairs to peer in at Kyle's dad, who's dozing in an armchair beside an oxygen tank, a newspaper in his lap, and prescription bottles on the table next to him. Outside, Lady Bird sits on the lawn in front of the house, then Marion's 80s-era boxy blue sedan pulls up. She climbs in beside her mom.
I thought Miguel was going to pick me up.
Well, I was just arriving from work, and it was easier.
The teen's head sags forward.
Okay.
Lady Bird shakes her head.
Oh, honey.
Crying, she falls into her mom's arms.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Marion rubs the girl's shoulder, then pulls at the material.
What's this sweater?
This is... my friend Jenna gave it to me.
Who's Jenna?
My friend.
The older woman's mouth opens, then closes.
You want to do our favorite Sunday activity? I don't have a second shift.
Lady Bird nods.
Yeah.
The teen wipes her eye and sits back in her seat, smiling sweetly. The boxy old sedan pulls away. Now the car sits by a neoclassical mansion with a real estate sign out front. Inside, mother and daughter shake the agent's hand and tour the furnished rooms. They excitedly inspect the dining room as if planning how they'll arrange things if they buy, then gaze out the kitchen window at the property. Later, they walk up to a large Tudor-inspired modern home bearing an open house sign. This one is unfurnished, and Lady Bird and her mom explore the immaculate empty rooms. In the first house, Marion looks around the spacious kitchen sadly. Back home, Lady Bird slumps on the couch.
Active waves, cruise missiles followed by the F-117 stealth bombers with so-called bunker-busting bombs. Their target, a bunker believed to be...
Lady Bird, a bunch of things arrive for you.
Holy shit.
She snatches the mail from her brother.
Since when do you get mail?
I get mail.
She flips through the envelopes, grabbing 3.
Whatever you're up to, it's not gonna end well.
She sprints to her bedroom. Partly covered by her thumb, the first letter's return address is a New York City school ending with Umbia University. She rips it open, zeroing in on the words, "regret to inform." She tosses it and opens the next, spotting "unable to offer." She slides the final letter from its envelope, unfolds it, and spies the words, "waitlist." She leaps in the air joyfully, spinning her arms wildly, then presses the letter to her face. In a conference room...
These programmers nowadays are like kids, man.
I know. But that's why I think with me, you'll find something different.
Yeah, but they're like babies.
Larry nods at his interviewer.
It's wild, which is why I went back to school and got my MBA at UC Davis while still working at ISC.
Oh.
Well, that must have been a lot of work.
It was.
I heard ISC is closing now, though.
I heard, yes.
So the assholes who fired you are now closing up shop.
Larry smiles and looks down.
Feels good.
Yeah. What else is supposed to happen?
Oh, I thought we'd talk about the position.
Now he joins his waiting daughter.
How'd it go?
He drops a hand on her shoulder.
Let's go buy a big bag of Doritos and eat them in the car to celebrate your wait list.
Okay. Don't tell Mom about the Doritos or the wait list.
Miguel, hair pulled back, rushes in.
Hey.
Hi, son.
Wait, what are you doing here?
Well,
He swallows.
I guess we're going for the same job then.
Larry sets down his briefcase.
Looks like it.
He straightens his son's tie and sets a palm on his boy's jewelry-free face.
Go get him.
Thanks. This way?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He turns to watch Miguel head off, a proud grin playing across his lips. In Sister Sarah Jones' office...
I know it was you who did the just married thing.
It wasn't me.
I'm not going to punish you.
Oh, why not?
It was funny. Sister Gina and I drove all the way home before we noticed people were honking.
Really?
To be fair, I wasn't just married to Jesus. It's been 40 years.
Well, he's a lucky guy.
I read your college essay.
The old nun licks her lips.
You clearly love Sacramento.
I do.
You write about Sacramento so affectionately and with such care.
Well, I was just describing it.
Well, it comes across as love.
Sure. I guess I pay attention.
Sarah Joan tilts her head.
Don't you think maybe they are the same thing? Love and attention.
In the thrift store, Marion stands outside a changing room holding dresses.
Guess you won't be going to any dances in college. This is our last one. You know, Davis has a terrific theater. If you're still interested in theater, are you?
I'm probably no good at acting.
Lady Bird steps out in a strapless mini dress.
Why don't I look like the girls in the magazines?
It's too bad I can't meet this Kyle before prom.
He's not my boyfriend anymore.
She stares in the mirror.
I mean, maybe he never even was.
No, I'd still like to meet him.
Lady Bird turns.
It's too tight. Fuck.
She goes in the changing room.
Well, I suggested you not have that second helping of pasta.
Mom!
Honey, you seem upset about it, and I'm
You're
trying to help.
You're giving me an eating disorder. I wish I could get an eating disorder.
Now, Lady Bird steps back out wearing a raspberry A-line gown with a lace bodice and shiny red sequins dotting the flowing tulle overskirt.
I love it.
Is it too pink?
She glares at her mom's reflection and goes back in the changing room.
What?
Marion shakes her head.
Why can't you say I look nice?
I thought you didn't even care what I think.
I still want you to think I look good.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was telling you the truth. You want me to lie?
No, I mean, I wish that you liked me.
Of course I love you.
The teen steps back out, the dress unzipped and hanging loosely.
But do you like me?
Marion stares at her daughter, her mouth hanging open.
I want you to be the very best version of yourself that you can be.
What if this is the best version?
Her mom gazes intensely at her, then tilts her head to the side. Lady Bird shuffles back into the dressing room. Marion turns as if to say something, lifting a hand to the closed door. At night, Lady Bird sits in her living room wearing the new dress.
You look really pretty.
Really?
Yeah, you look like a badass girl in a band.
Thanks.
Larry gazes at his daughter.
I guess that's my date.
You aren't gonna get in the car with a guy who honks, are you?
I think, yes, I am.
She rises.
Let me get your picture. Mom's pissed. She had to work a double.
Even you deserve better than this.
Miguel glances at the waiting car.
Have a good time.
Yeah, good luck.
See ya.
See ya.
Lady Bird trots over to the car.
I think she's weird.
She is weird. Hey, guys. I guess I'll just sit shotgun.
She climbs in.
You look really nice, Kyle.
You look good.
Thanks.
She turns to Jenna and her boyfriend.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Kyle drives a cell phone to his ear.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, yeah, okay, that sounds great. Okay. Hey, do you guys want to ditch prom and just go to Mike's instead?
Yeah, I hate dances.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Lady Bird presses her lips together and gazes downward, the blue glitter at the corners of her silvery eyeshadow catching the glow of passing streetlights.
I fucking hate this song.
She looks up.
I love it. I actually want to go to prom.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't really want to do that.
Can you take me to my friend Julie's house, please?
Sure.
Who's Julie?
Lady Bird gazes out the windshield, eyes glistening.
She's my best friend.
Lady Bird climbs out of Kyle's car in front of a humble apartment complex. Julie's mom, carrying groceries, enters an apartment.
Julie, honey, there's someone here to see you.
Julie, wearing a large yellow nightshirt, looks up from the couch as Lady Bird walks in, helping with the groceries. Lady Bird crosses over to her friend and sits down beside her on the worn cushions.
Are you okay?
Really nothing.
Why are you crying?
Julie shrugs.
Just crying. Some people aren't built happy, you know.
The heavyset girl nods, then leans over and lays her head against her friend's chest. They hug. Later, the two girls eat cheese and crackers in the apartment's small kitchen area.
Oh my God. We ate all the cheese. It was okay. Lots of cheese, very inside. This one was a small one.
It was so small.
What were we to do?
Fuck it. Let's just go to prom. Doesn't your mom have a dress?
Let's be honest. I've had a dress for months. Happy. And purple.
It is. Mm-hmm. You're really going to like it.
I love you.
Okay.
More.
At the Eternal Flame-themed prom, teens dance and a nun watches sternly beside hell-like fire decorations. Lady Bird and Julie hold each other and sway to the music as couples get their prom photos taken. Now the two girls pose for their prom photo, giggling. They dance enthusiastically together, posing theatrically, then sway peacefully, leaning heavily in each other's arms. Lost for you. Later, still wearing their prom dresses, they embrace as they stroll along the walkway beside the Sacramento River.
People make so much noise in the movies, but it's really not a big thing. You can totally be quiet during it.
Was it amazing, though?
I wanted it so badly, but then I found that when it happened, I really like dry humping much more.
You're not a virgin.
I can't wait for state fair.
I know. Log ride.
Julie's smile fades.
Shit.
What?
I'm not gonna be here this summer, like all summer, basically.
Why not?
My dad, my real dad, he resurfaced in Yellowstone, and he wants me to come there for the summer. Before I start SEC.
Oh.
I'm not going anywhere to college, so it seemed like a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Lady Bird reaches her arm out for a hug.
I'm gonna miss the fuck out of you.
They cling to each other, swaying.
Probably won't get in, so I'll go to Davis and I'll see you every day.
Tower Bridge looms before them, the sky behind it brightening as a new day approaches. On the school stage, Danny addresses the audience.
Now I want spirits to force and art to enchant, and my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces so that it assaults mercy itself and frees all faults, as you from crimes would pardoned be. Let your indulgence set me free.
Yeah! The football coach leaps from his seat, and Lady Bird applauds enthusiastically.
Christine Lady Bird McPherson.
Mortarboard on her head, Lady Bird receives her diploma, her family cheering. Later, they toast in a restaurant.
Hey. To Miguel and his new job.
Hey.
Here, yes.
To Lady Bird going to Davis.
Hey. To Davis.
Hey. Congratulations.
Good score.
Hey, so I talked to my manager, and you can totally take over my old job.
Great. Thanks, Miguel.
I'm so proud of you, Lady Bird. You walked weird across the stage, but you did it.
I didn't walk weird.
Well, it seemed a little weird the way you walked. Hey, Mama.
Danny strides over.
Oh, I miss you guys. Did you find out about the wait list?
Oh, fuck.
Lady Bird's eyes flash to her mother, who looks across at her husband.
What?
I'm not even in yet, so this might not even be a problem.
Later at home, her mom loads the clothes dryer.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone behind your back. I just... It's not like I'm definitely going to New York. Mom.
Marion strides to the kitchen sink.
Mom, aren't you sort of proud that I'm so close to getting in? Just a little. I mean... Yes, I know it was probably easier because 9/11 and less people applying with terrorism and all that, but still, though, I'm sorry. I know I can lie and not be a good person, but please, Mom, please. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I appreciate everything you've done for me. I'm ungrateful, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I wanted more. Just please talk to me. I know, I'm so bad. I know I am. But please just talk to me, Mom. Mom, please talk to me.
Night falls and retro neon signs around Sacramento glow, advertising a movie theater, an ice cream parlor, and a bar. At the supermarket, Shelley trains Lady Bird at the register.
Here. Next one.
The teen serves coffee at New Helvetia.
That'll be $3.
Now a man with a clipboard sits beside her in the old sedan.
You passed?
Seriously?
Yes.
Thanks.
It's not a thanking situation. You either pass or you don't pass.
Yay.
In the morning, she lies on her bed. She turns to the door.
Come in.
Her dad steps in carrying a cupcake with a candle burning on it.
Happy birthday to you.
You remembered.
You're my only daughter. Well, Shelley, too, kind of.
Thanks.
She takes the plate with the cupcake on it.
Make a wish.
She looks upward, then blows.
Are you and Mom going to get a divorce over this?
No.
We can't afford to.
Dad.
I'm kidding, no. I love your mom.
Does Mom hate me?
You both have such strong personalities. She doesn't know how to help you, and it frustrates her.
I wish she'd talk to me.
She will. I know.
He kisses her forehead.
Happy 18.
Thanks.
She glances at the cupcake.
Do you want some?
Yes.
In a convenience store.
One pack of Camel Lights, please. And a scratcher. And a Playgirl.
ID.
She hands over her ID.
That'll be 1087.
It's my birthday today. I'm 18, which is why all of these things, I can buy them.
Okay, happy birthday.
Lady Bird loiters outside the store, smoking a cigarette and flipping through a male nude layout. Later, she accepts mail from the postman.
Thanks.
Standing in front of her house, she sorts through the letters, stopping when she gets to a fat manila envelope. She stares at the package and sits down in the grass, crossing her legs. Lady Bird slides out the contents of the envelope, and the corners of her mouth rise up as she reads. Inside a bank, she and her dad sit across from a loan officer.
With her scholarships, and then if we refinance the house, then where are we?
In her bedroom, the teen boxes belongings and pulls clippings from the walls. It's Marion rips a sheet from a legal pad, adding it to the pile of crumpled notes and starting again. Lady Bird's dad hands her a flip phone.
You're only supposed to use it for emergencies.
It's my tracking device.
She gazes fondly at the prom photo she took with Julie and later repaints the pink walls of her bedroom with white paint covering over her drawings and writing. The roller slides below the windowsill, covering both Danny and Kyle's crossed-out names. Marion continues to write, the pile of crumpled letters growing. Now the teen and her parents ride through the morning light.
Sunrise pregnant with your leaving, creeping in like certain death.
Marion steers the car, her husband beside her and her daughter in back. They pull up in an airport passenger offloading zone. Larry lifts a suitcase from the trunk and slips an envelope inside as the teen peers in the open passenger side door at her mom.
Thank you for driving.
You're welcome.
Marion doesn't look at her.
You're not coming.
You can't walk up to the gates anymore anyway.
Lady Bird's gaze falls.
Yeah, but I'm going to college.
Well, Dad will walk you to security. Parking's too expensive here.
The teenager glances away dejectedly, then backs off and closes the door. Marion pulls away from the curb, her husband and daughter disappearing into the distance behind her. She glances over her shoulder as she merges with other airport traffic. Her chin raised and her lips pressed tightly together, she grips the wheel and steers the old sedan down the S-shaped curving drive exiting the airport. The street merges onto a larger tree-lined road leading to the right. She blinks and swallows deeply, her chin trembling a little. Her moist brown eyes flit to one side, then the other, and she shakes her head, her mouth hanging slightly open in a grimace, her lips quivering tearfully. Marion glances around anxiously as she turns to the left, passing by a sign reading, "Cross traffic ahead." Her face contorts in a tortured grin as she touches her chin, now rolling below a sign reading, "Departures check-in," and heading back to the terminal.
There it is. There it is.
She pulls over. She struggles with her seatbelt and jumps from the car, sprinting into the terminal and dashing across the floor. Her head sags forward and she slows, falling into her waiting husband's arms.
It's okay.
She clings to him.
She'll be back. She'll come back.
He kisses his weeping wife. A view from the plane shows the tarmac flashing swiftly past, then dropping downward as the craft soars into the air. Airport buildings and parking lots zoom by, getting smaller and smaller. Flat tan fields stretch out in the distance. In Manhattan, the Empire State Building pierces an overcast sky and traffic roars along a busy avenue. Lady Bird, lugging two large suitcases, climbs out of a bustling subway station, smiling happily. Now in a small, bare-walled dorm room, she feels around in the side pockets of her empty luggage, checking that she unpacked everything. She finds the large envelope her dad secretly slid inside. The teenager slides out the contents, pulling up a smoothed-out stack of all the crumpled, discarded sheets of yellow legal pad paper. The top one starts, "Dear Lady Bird, when I got pregnant with you, it was a miracle." The next one begins, "Dear Christina, I know you go by Lady Bird now, and I think it very sweet, but..." The following one starts, "Dear Lady Bird, I'm sorry that we fought, and I'm sorry that we are so hard on each other." Later, the teenager holds her flip phone to her ear.
She was worried that there would be errors or mistakes or something, that you'd judge her writing abilities.
I wouldn't do that.
I thought you should have them. But I want you to know how much she loves you, but also don't tell her I salvaged them, okay?
Lady Bird nods.
Okay.
At night, she strolls down a busy New York sidewalk. Later, at a crowded dorm room party, she pours rum into a paper cup, takes a sip, and taps a curly-haired man on the shoulder. He turns to her.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Why not?
It's ridiculous.
She turns away, shaking her head.
People call each other by names that their parents made up for them. But they won't believe in God.
What's your name?
She takes another swig of rum and looks at the young man.
Christine. My name is Christine.
Hey, I'm David. You shake.
I shake.
Okay. Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Sorry, where?
She purses her lips.
San Francisco.
Oh, cool. Yeah, San Francisco's a great city.
She gulps down more of her drink, smiles curtly at the boy, then reaches for the rum bottle and swigs directly from it. Later, they sit together, polishing off the bottle by an open window. Lady Bird sticks her head outside and looks at the stars.
Oh, my name is David. Jesus Christ, you have really bad music. It's all greatest hits.
But they're the greatest.
What's wrong with that?
David turns from her CDs and stares into her drunken eyes, then dives in to press his lips to hers. She kisses him back enthusiastically, pulls away, turns and vomits on the floor.
Oh, God.
Now EMTs carry her off in a chair stretcher. An ambulance zooms down the streets, lights flashing. In a hospital, a nurse shines a light in Lady Bird's bleary eyes.
What do you want us to do? She's drunk.
Later, her eyes flutter open as she wakes up, fully clothed, lying on top of a made hospital bed. She lifts her head from the pillow, then pulls herself onto her elbows and rises unsteadily up into a seated position on the mattress. She glances downward, dried mascara streaking her cheeks, then pulls her right arm forward. The teen peers down at the plastic hospital bracelet on her wrist, which reads Christine McPherson. She swings her legs off the bed, then freezes. Across from her, a mother sits on the edge of a bed alongside her young son, whose left eye is bandaged. Lady Bird gazes sadly at them, and the boy looks back at her with his one good eye. Now she trudges wearily down a New York sidewalk past a brownstone, an apartment house painted pink, and a rustic building with a blue door and a leaded glass window. She strolls alongside a quiet, tree-filled park, sun glinting through the green leaves, then turns to a passerby.
Excuse me, what day is it?
Sunday.
Thank you.
Lady Bird turns. Beyond the crosswalk ahead of her lies an imposing Gothic Revival-style church, its great stone tower capped with four tall spires looming high above the city streets. The teenager strides through the forecourt and up the front steps of the weathered brown building, where a smiling blonde man hands her a program. She climbs up a stone staircase to an empty balcony and gazes down at the choir below. Her eyes well with tears, and she gasps in a deep breath. Outside the church, she strides a few yards from the building, holding her cell phone up to her ear.
Hi, you've reached the McPherson family. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Hi, Mom and Dad. It's me, Christine.
Sacramento scenery rolls by.
It's the name you gave me. It's a good one.
Sunlight glints off the river.
Dad, this is more for Mom.
The teenager's eyes fall to the ground outside the church.
Hey, Mom. Did you feel emotional the first time that you drove in Sacramento?
Trees flash by at sunset.
I did, and...
She drives.
I wanted to tell you, but we weren't really talking when it happened.
She gazes out from behind the wheel.
All those bends I've known my whole life, and stores, and...
Images flash.
The whole thing.
Views show shops, artwork, the state capitol, the Tower Bridge, a passing cat, lush gardens, tree-lined suburban streets, and a steel bridge spanning the blue waters of the Sacramento River. Lady Bird gazes out of the old blue sedan's window as she drives past these things. Her mom does the same, echoing her child's movements. Mother and daughter blend one into the other.
I wanted to tell you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
She hangs up. She lifts her head, gazing at the city around her, then glances back toward the church and inhales deeply. Cut to black. Remaining opening titles. A24 and IAC Films present Lady Bird. Saoirse Ronan. Laurie Metcalf. Tracy Letts. Lucas Hedges. Timothy Chalamet. Beanie Feldstein. Lois Smith. Stephen McKinley Henderson. Odea Rush. Jordan Rodriguez. Marielle Scott. Jake McDorman. John Carna. Bane Gibby. Laura Morano. Casting by Allison Jones, Jordan Taller, CSA, and Heidi Griffith, CSA. Music supervisors, Brian Ross, Michael Hill. Music by John Bryan. Costume designer, April Napier. Edited by Nick Hui. Production designer, Chris Jones. Director of photography, Sam Levy. Co-producers, Alex G. Scott, Jason Sack. Executive producer, Leela Yacoub. Produced by Scott Rudin, PGA, Eli Bush, PGA, Evelyn O'Neill, PGA. Written and directed by Greta Gerwig. More credits roll. Unit Production Manager, Leela Yacoub. Unit Production Manager, Danielle Bloomstein. First Assistant Director, Jonas Spaccaratelli. Second Assistant Director, Brendan Lee. Cast: Saoirse Ronan as Lady Bird McPherson, Laurie Metcalf as Marion McPherson, Tracy Letts as Larry McPherson, Lucas Hedges as Danny O'Neill, Timothy Chalamet as Kyle Scheibel, Beanie Feldstein as Julie Steffens, Lois Smith as Sister Sarah Joan, Stephen McKinley Henderson as Father Levyage, Odea Rush as Jenna Walton, Jordan Rodriguez as Miguel McPherson, Mariel Scott as Shelley Yuhan, John Carna as Greg Anru, Jake McDorman as Mr. Bruno, Bane Gibby as Casey Kelly, Laura Morano as Diana Greenway, Marietta DePrima as Miss Patty, Daniel Zavato as Jonah Ruiz, Kristen Cloak as Miss Steffens, Andy Buckley as Uncle Matthew, Father Paul Keller, CMF, as priest, Catherine Newton as Darlene Bell, Myra Turley as Sister Gina, Bob Stevenson as Father Walther, Abhimanyu Katyal as friendly banker, Chris Witowski as business jock, Ben Konigsberg as David from college, Gurpreet Gill as convenience store clerk, Richard Jin as cool coffee manager, Joan Patricia O'Neill as Danny's grandmother, Robert Figueroa as cast removal doctor, Carla Valentine as guidance counselor, Roman Arabia as Louise Cruz, Monique Edwards as NYC nurse, Matthew Mayer as NYC man on street, Anita Calathara as prom chairwoman, Deborah Miller as saleswoman Joyce, Georgia Leva as senior class candidate, Derek Butler, London Thor, Shaylin O'Connor, Christina Offley, Sabrina Schloss, Connor Mikiewicz, Eric Daniels, as Merrily We Roll Along performers. Cynthia Kales, Giselle Grams, as Immaculate Heart of Mary teachers. Itamar Enriquez, as driving instructor, Louisa Lee, as young lady, Danielle McDonald, as another young lady, Adam Brock, as band lead singer, Bonnie Jean Shelton as Fab 40s realtor, Rebecca Light as Mr. Bruno's wife, crew, B camera operator, 2nd Unit DP, David Feeney Mosier, A camera first assistant, Stephen McDougall. Copyright 2017 Interactive Corp Films, LLC, all rights reserved. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names used herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by A24. Voice by Tansy Alexander. As if on a film print, white specks flicker over black. Rainbow colors streak across shapes as they slide into place to form A24.